Whenever y'all are ready, shoot.
Jeff, when you came here, you wanted to get football become fun again, have fun with
it. Yeah, winning's always fun. It's like I said, winning's fun, but enjoying the process, I think, is the best thing that I've gotten out of this year. It's a great group of guys, great coaching staff, and it's easy to come to work every day. And like I said, just enjoying the process, but we know we got a long way to go.
This is my weekly Trent Taylor question. Looking at his targets to reception breakdown, I thought it was interesting. 92 targets, 72 receptions, that's like almost 80% completion rate. That's pretty high. Why do you think that is so high? I know he's often open, but he also makes some good throws. He makes some good catches. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think, like you said, he's always open, so he's going to get a lot of targets. But even if it's weird, you throw the ball behind him and he can stop his body and turn his body and look like it's a good throw. You know, sometimes if I put the ball behind him, it looks like it's on target. So he has great body control, great hands, and always gets yards after the catch. So, I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about Trent. I know he's over 1,000 yards this year through nine games, which is incredible. He's having a great year, and, that's just something that we expect week in and week out.
45 catches of 72 have gone for a first down. Is that a more impressive stat to you that more than half of his receptions are going for first down?
You know, that's a stat that I never would have known. A lot of times, like I said, he gets yards after the catch. He can make a guy miss, kind of duck under, tackles on the sideline. He's dynamic with the ball in his hand. He's really shifty, and he's a guy that's going to keep getting the ball a lot.
Are you comfortable with all your receivers now, or how long has it taken you to get comfortable?
I mean, I think since the beginning of the year, I've been comfortable, and that goes back to being here in the spring, getting to know the offense, getting to know the receivers, and then the summer was huge. Just kind of seeing how they come out of their hips on their breaks, knowing the speed of each receiver, knowing what each guy's really good at, and I've continued to get more comfortable each and every week. But I say since the beginning of the year, I've been comfortable with them. But just like any season goes, you're going to get better and get more comfortable each and every game. Yeah, well, I haven't gotten a chance to watch a ton of tape yet. One thing I noticed is they're doing more things on defense since the coaching change. Before the change, they were more of a four-down quarters-based team. You know where they're going to be based on what formation we put up there. But now they're getting into some three-down fronts, moving guys around, just trying to give the offenses more looks and trying to confuse the quarterback. But I think they're playing hard. I think they're coming off a week where they beat a good UTSA team, and we have a big challenge ahead of us, and we know that we can't overlook anybody because anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
How do you prepare for a team that's pretty much playing with house money at this point?
Just like you would prepare for anybody else. Come in, watch the tape, practice hard, work hard, listen to your coaches. It's the same old, it's the same thing over and over again. Coach always says it's the faceless opponent, and that's how we're going to attack this week, just like every other week.
After getting hit a pretty good hit at Middle Tennessee, I noticed this past week you didn't run the ball that much. Have they pulled the reins in on you a little bit maybe after that?
I don't think so. I think the defense that Rice plays, it's hard to get quarterback pulls. And going into this whole year, there hasn't been many designed quarterback runs. There's more of run-pass options where I can pull the ball based on what the defense is showing. But Rice didn't do that. They kind of took the ground game away and forced you to throw it down the field. So that's why we were able to hit some big plays. But I don't think they were pulling anything off. I think it was just a matter of taking what the defense gives you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of your touchdowns, I believe you went. Guessing that was not your first read and you went through your progression. Is that a good sign of how you evolved as a quarterback?
I mean, that play is kind of was designed to go to Trent based off the look I thought I saw initially. The backside safety got over late. I saw him just as I was about to throw the ball and came down to the second read. I mean, it was a simple progression, 1-2. So, you know, it's not anything special there. But I didn't throw it to the guy who was covered, and I threw it to the open guy. So I guess that's a good thing when you're playing quarterback.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.